And there were trying times. We had crying times.
During the month of November, 98.1 KZE will be saluting Red Hook's heroes by broadcasting interviews from the members of local VFW Post 7765. The new series, called Voices of Valor, is produced and hosted by Red Hook High School freshman Olive Haley. Olive and 98.1 KZE would like to show appreciation for those who served in our armed forces and hear about what makes them proudest of their country and community. Through storytelling and the power of local radio, we will explore tales of honor, duty, camaraderie, service, and sacrifice directly from the minds and hearts of Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor is sponsored in part by Wiltwyck Spirits Company in Kingston, New York. WiltwyckSpiritsCompany.com. Now, KZE and Red Hook's VFW is proud to present Voices of Valor with your host, Olive Haley.
So if you could start off by just telling us your name, how long you lived in the area, your branch of service you served, and any combat tours you participated in, if applicable.
My name is Jim Schwab. I've lived in Red Hook for approximately 10 years. I served in the United States Marine Corps from September 1962 to January, the end of 1965, December 1965.
So what would you say is your inspiration to join the military?
Well, I had relatives. My father served in World War II, two other uncles, one who served in the Marine Corps, and I had another uncle who was a gunner stationed on a ship that fought in the Battle of Okinawa.
So if you could just share a story from your time in service about patriotism, camaraderie, or just an experience that would capture the honor of serving, that it does not have to be about combat, unless you want it to be.
The 3 years, very memorable. The biggest memory I have, though, really, is being able to say that I finished the program to become a lieutenant, and it was 3 months of pure hell. I would say 33% of all the candidates flunked out. My most memorable experience going through boot camp, we had a drill instructor. We called him the Bear because he was like 6'6" tall, and he was scary, and he's somebody you just wanted to always be on the good side. Well, one time I left my locker open, and he was able to take my rifle out of my locker, and believe me, that is something that you never ever want to do, is what's called lose your rifle. And I had to go to his office to try to get my rifle back. I had to knock on his door and yell out, "Officer Candidate Schwab reporting to the drill instructor, sir." And he wouldn't respond. And I had to knock harder, and he did not respond. "I can't hear you." That's all I could hear. I actually knocked until almost my knuckles were almost bleeding, but he finally got me in there. And this guy was so strong that with one hand, when I came in front of him, he picked me up and shoved me into the wall and got my rifle, and he said, "Don't you ever lose this rifle. Don't ever leave your locker open." I said, "Yes, sir." From that day on, I made sure I never, ever lost my rifle.
You have been listening to 98.1 KZE's new interview series, Voices of Valor, running throughout the month of November, featuring the voices of local veterans and their tales of heroism. This segment on 98.1 KZE is brought to you by Wiltwyck Spirits Company, crafting small-batch, handcrafted spirits right here in the Hudson Valley. Taste the tradition and quality of Wiltwyck Spirits, your local choice for exceptional craft spirits. For more information, visit our tasting room at 188 Greenkill Avenue in Kingston, or find us on the web at WiltwyckSpiritsCompany.com. Voices of Valor is hosted and produced by Olive Haley, Red Hook High School freshman. Stay tuned throughout the month for new interviews and stories from Red Hook's heroes. Voices of Valor can be heard throughout the day on 98.1 KZE in honor of Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.